James Fried.
880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Fried on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Fried, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're off. My gosh, Wanda, that was kind of loud. Let's start again. Hey, everybody.
Yes, Jim, it was.
All right, we've got a great show for you today. Welcome to Fried on Business. We're going to get rolling right now because we've got my good friend, Gil Deser, and he's got a couple of special guests with him. I'm going to let him announce who they are when we come right back. So since it's a tight show, Wanda, I'm kicking it right at Wanda. We'll come right back. Stick with us because you know that I know that we're going to have a great time, and that means you know we're going to have a great time. So, Wanda, take it away. Well, that's a key. That's a little bit of a clue. We've got some very funky ladies with us today, so stick with us. Gil's going to introduce them in just a second. But before we do that, I want to remind everybody that our show's brought to you by Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They are all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, a red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years, so join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanda, rock the show.
Don't let friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hey, everybody, do you need a residential loan? Do you need a commercial loan? In any case, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Well, you know why by now, because if you call me, it's all about you. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. If your loan doesn't, oh, yes, I've got a question.
Phone.
That's okay. You can just smile and I'm going to know where you are, Ms. Desert. No, oh, you giggle puss. Look, she's already giving away my secret. Yes? Yes, ma'am?
I don't really have a phone because I'm little.
That's okay. You're big enough to vote, I promise you. Just ask the president. He says people like you cast votes all day long. So listen now, everybody. We're back on point here. Oh, my gosh. Gil and the girls are making me chuckle. Hey, maybe you're a realtor. You've got a client that's Argentinian, Venezuelan, Russian. Maybe they're Colombian. Maybe they're Canadian. Hey, maybe they're American. But if they've got a loan request that starts with, I have a special situation, then just give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. Old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904-501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, everybody. I did tout this segment and this interview with Gil as the future of Super Lux Real Estate. I didn't realize it would be the Super Lux Real Estate development future that we'd be talking to. Gil is here. He's flanked by a couple of his, should we say, proteges? Gil, why don't you introduce who you got with us today?
I have the two new stars of my show, my two amazing daughters, Alexandra and Daniela, who are here with me today because it's Bring Your Kid to Work Day. Hi, guys. Say hello.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Look at them. Oh,
say,
yeah.
Say hello.
Hi.
Say hi to the
kids.
Hi, everybody.
In the microphone, Munchkin.
That's okay.
Hi.
Okay. Oh, I got you.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. Now move closer into Daddy so I can make sure I got you guys on the camera at all times because this is the money shot. Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Gentlemen.
All right. All right. Neil Freeman's on. Neil's here. We're going to talk to Neil in the second half of the hour about real estate capital and such. And so, but first with Gil. Gil, first of all, congratulations on getting the Porsche Design Tower up and all the units or most of the units closed. How's that going?
Great. We had 132 units in the building. We sold 127 pre-construction, and of that, 97 are closed. So we still got about 30 to work through in the next month or so. But we just started 6 weeks ago. So.
Well, listen, if they need a loan, you know who to call. Yes, ma'am. You've got a question.
And there's also video games.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
Kids love the video games.
And you can change it whatever you want to change it.
Well, that's what the deserts are all about, making it customized. Now, Gil, I know that you're working on your next project is Armani. What's different about Armani than the Porsche? Because your real thing is bringing branding to the properties. Give us just 1 second, and then you're next, okay? Poppy first, then you're going to be next. I promise. How could
How
I miss
me?
Out? You're going to be next, too. I love you both, but your daddy has something he wants to say.
No, so, well, you know, we do the branded buildings. We did six buildings with Donald Trump, which was very, very successful. And
President.
President Donald Trump.
Thank you. Make sure we get, there you go.
And then from there, we went and did the Porsche building, which was very successful. And so now we are on our newest foray is the Armani Casa Tower. And we've closed our loan about 6 months ago. We just finished our foundation pour. Things are going very well. We're about 70% sold of the tower. And, you know, we got 36 months to go on construction. So
well, in 33 months, I know who they need to start calling for a loan.
That's right.
So
Jim Freed Mortgages Are Us.
I love you, Gil. Right. I love you. Keep saying that over and over again. Now, wait. Somebody had a question. Miss?
And there's also a roller coaster.
Well, no, there's not in that one.
Yes, ma'am.
My daughter's been begging me to build a building with a roller coaster.
Take her to the stratosphere.
Well, that's the idea.
There's Disneyland roller coasters, and we were screaming a lot.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did. Now, I know that your dad just recently bought, very shrewdly, I might add, his next future project. Gil, tell me a little better. Are you going to be actually moving out of Dade County on your next deal?
Well, you know, we are always, we focus on the oceanfront, we focus on value add, we focus on, you know, the properties that have become scarce. And so this property just came online. People were trying to buy it for years, and we were able to secure 11 acres in Hillsboro.
Wow.
I didn't even know much about the property. I knew that, you know, the price was well, paying $2.5 million an acre on the ocean for
can't
oceanfront
beat that.
Property. You can't beat it anywhere. You don't get it anywhere. So without knowing much about it, we just jumped ahead and we kind of bought it first before we did our due diligence, but it's going to work out.
I think it's going to be great. I did many years ago the counter conversion of the Hillsboro Yacht Club over on Hillsboro Beach with Bill Morris. It was a great deal. The guys got in and out real quickly, and I'm sure that you're going to do great up there too. Let's talk a little bit about what you bring to these projects. We've got some of the young people here with us today. Do your buildings have some features that the young little people like besides roller coasters,
what,
obviously?
What did you play with at the Porsche building this weekend?
I played with the video games.
Oh. We have a golf simulator in the building.
Really?
Which is not just golf. It's actually any ball game that you can have. And so it has a really cool feature where it has a carnival feature to it where the kids were actually throwing balls at milk bottles and all in a virtual world.
Oh, great.
Yeah, really, really fun.
You got to program me to be in there so they can throw them at the little thing and knock the clown into the water.
Exactly. This is how you keep the kids entertained on a rainy day.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Now, Gil, I've been in some of those units. They're spectacular. I have yet to ride on the, I just got to call it what it is, Deservator.
Yes,
tell me a little bit about that, the Deservator. I mean, you know, I've been missing up my emphasis for the entire day, but please let me go on that. I'm just doing the best I can. So the Deservator, tell me a little bit about that, because a lot of people think that, like, the thing could go in reverse and fly out the window, but I've been there, and you got, like, a... It's impossible for that to happen.
No, really, if you don't understand the system, the best way is to go into YouTube and type in Deservator. You'll see it, how it works. It's the system is basically an automated parking system that we adapted to carry a passenger in the car. So what that means is that you just drive in, you shut the engine, you put the car in park, and you do absolutely nothing. The entire system pulls you into the elevator, brings you up to your apartment, and then ejects you out into your own private garage.
All I can say is that I have people that want to ask questions, and they're a lot better and cuter than I am. Yes.
Okay.
The blonde lady. They're both blonde. That's
Alexandra,
cute.
What's your question?
Alex, what's up?
When we scream a lot.
In the roller coaster?
In a roller coaster, when we stop screaming... And then we scream again, and then when
it's
it goes,
fabulous.
And then it goes fast back down. Yeah. Then we scream.
That is so terrific. That is so terrific. Yes, I've got another question. I've got the D on the other side. Yes.
Mm-hmm. About the Deservator, the car actually goes inside the elevator, and then it takes you to your room.
To your apartment. Right.
Yeah.
Well, this is my top salesman right here.
Well, there's no doubt about that. She keeps closing. She's been closing since I've met her.
All right.
She's unbelievable.
Good job.
Now, hold on. I want to ask your Poppy a question, then we'll go around again, okay? So give me a second. I know you always get your way, but this time you're going to have to just wait 1 second. So, people are calling us everywhere. So now, Gil, let me ask you this. You bought some land to the west. It's got around the Publix. It's a different profile than you typically buy. What do you got planned across the street?
Well, I learned early on, never lose the opportunity of buying your neighbor, you know? So, and specifically with Publix, you know, they are a huge giant. They're tough to move. And we've been working on that deal for 10 years to try and get it. And we didn't exactly get what we wanted, but we got something okay. We're going to wind up with an L-shaped piece across the street from the Thunderbird Hotel, which is 184th and Collins. And it's going to wind up being like 6 acres on the intracoastal. We also bought, the exciting part is we bought 13 acres of submerged land that's going to wind up being about a 250-slip marina.
Wow.
Right. So that's what the area really needs. And for all the condos, you know, we have thousands of condos full of millionaires across the street and no place to park their boat. So we're going to be able to serve that need as well.
Wow. Are you going to maybe have like a little mixed use, maybe a little hotel in there?
I don't know about hotel.
I'm not trying to vision, but you know,
definitely some restaurants on the waterfront.
I got Neil drooling. Neil wants to put the whole deal together for this. The finance guy. Oh, you guys, I invited you today for a reason. You two are going to kibitz and then little turnover here.
So wait, if we make a deal, you get a commission?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I got it on tape, for crying out loud. It's about the only way I can guarantee to get paid in this town. No, I'm just kidding. Gil, you're a handshake guy. I love you, man. We've always done business on a handshake with Gil. Okay, let's see. Wanda, why don't we take a little bit of an early break here, because I want the girls to think of their next question, and then we'll be right back after this with more Gil Deser and his girls. We're going to talk a little bit about the future of Superlux housing in South Florida and the future of Deser development in South Florida, too. This is where I go back after this with great stuff you're going to enjoy listening to and you can put to use tomorrow to make money. That's right, Wanda, give it to me. All right, well, we're having a great time. Somebody called me to get a mortgage and knocked us off of YouTube. We're not being able to broadcast out live on Facebook Live today because the gerbil is on a vacation today at the station and they couldn't get the Wi-Fi going. But I do want to remind everybody that we're sponsored by Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, and Gil, I want to get you out to their Lamborghini thing. I know you got to see their Lamborghinis. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm a Porsche guy, but I'd love to go.
They're next to the Porsche place. You can meander next door if you get bored, but you won't because these are like jelly beans. I know the girls are going to love them. That's right. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Wanted to give it to me.
Friends run their content marketing. Espresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Espresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
I'm asking Wanda if we're up on the internet yet, so if people can see us live on Facebook. But this show will be up on the Jim Freed YouTube station, so don't worry, you'll still get to see how cute Gil's daughters are. Gil, I got to tell you, the future of the Deser organization, I think line kind of looks bright here. Hey, look, if you're buying in the Porsche or one of the other condos, give me a call because we'll help you get a loan at 305-773-6300. Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, anybody from Europe, any of the countries from Europe, Asia, South America, we can help you. Even Africa. That's right. If you need a loan and your request starts with, I have a special situation. Oh, yeah, like you. If you have a special situation, you call me. I'll answer your question in just a second, my love. You can give me a call at 305-773-6300. That's right, because if your loan isn't inside the normal box, I can help. If it's a residential loan, fine. Maybe you need a bridge loan for your commercial real estate. I can help with that, too. In fact, we're closing one next week. So give me a call, Jim Freed, at 305-773-6300, because when you call me, it's all about you.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey there, are you a Beatle fan? I'm Joe Johnson, and I sure am. Join me Sunday afternoon at 2 for Beatle Brunch, right here in the station where money talks and Beatles brunch. 880 The Biz.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We've got my good friend Gil Deser on. We're going to talk about new trends in super luxe development and housing in the condo market. And Gil brought a couple of his associates with him. Gil, why don't you introduce who you brought with you?
I got my star sales team here. I got Daniela and Alexandra, who are going to be my next two top agents.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am. You have
that
a question?
Very funny.
Yeah, That I already know. I'm taking third fiddle to you and your poppy today, but we're going to have a good time. So, Gil, we talked about the fact that you're on the ocean, you're on the water, you're in Dade, you're now in Palm Beach County, but I know you've got a really superb, I call it cash-flowing land bank, over on 163rd Street. It's the place where I saw, I saw Jaws at the other one. But I did go to the movies there, too. I used to know the guys that owned some of the fancy restaurants on Biscayne Bay. And so tell me a little bit about what might be in store at Intercoastal Mall.
Well, Intercoastal Mall is right now, it's in the beginning phases of us, you know, designing the entire property. So what we're working on is how we're going to fit, you know, all the buildings and what we want to put in there on the site. We have to work out circulation and everything else. But basically, if you can envision like Midtown, what you saw in Midtown, sure. Miami, that's kind of what we're going to be recreating over there. We got zoned for about 2,000 apartments and about 600,000 square feet of retail. So it's going to be a very, very, very nice community. We're going to be doing it on the water. We're having a marina.
Oh.
You know, the whole lifestyle, Miami lifestyle, and we're connected to the Olathe Park.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have like a 300-acre park.
Just underneath? You go underneath?
We're going to go to underneath. You're going to have bikes and canoes and everything else. It's going to really be like a great outdoor kind of lifestyle, and that's what we're going to create within that place.
You know, I've had guys on the show. Mike Fay comes on. He calls it the theory of donuts. I call it the theory of the vertically integrated activity center. People just don't want to go anywhere anymore, and it sounds to me like you're bringing a real lifestyle that Northeast Dade needs.
And it's true. I mean, if you look at the different places that have been popping up, we're building what they're calling like islands, if you will, where it's really a self-contained community where you will never need to leave. You'll have the restaurants downstairs, your basic stores, supermarket, etc., dry cleaner, and it's going to be a nice atmosphere and a nice place you're going to want to be in.
No, listen, I came up with the term I used a little bit at lunch today, inner neighborhood transportation.
Uh-huh.
You know, inner neighborhood transportation is becoming more and more difficult, so the neighborhoods have to become vertically integrated. I'm given the signal by the engineers that the internet is up now, so we're going to switch over to Facebook Live. Make sure you look for us on Facebook Live. I got to ask Gil an interesting question so that I can put the Facebook on. So, Gil, that's at the end of 163rd Street.
Right.
Is that going to be looking to bring people in across from Federal Highway, or are you going to look to basically focus on Aventura and the places right around where you're developing?
Well, what's happened lately on the beach and everything else that we're selling is prices have gone through the roof. A two-bedroom apartment, I remember when I first started my career selling apartments, it was like $600,000. Now we're getting $2 million for the same apartment. So I'm seeing that a lot of people are now kind of priced out, and we're looking for a more affordable, just as great kind of situation. It doesn't necessarily have to be on the beach, but we're going to create our own enclave over there where people are going to want to live.
You know, it is someplace that people want to live, and it is something that people are going to want to do. And I got to tell you is that you've already built your own personal brand here. And so now we're live on Facebook Live. Look for it. It's counting down 3, 2, 1. Now you can see. I'm sorry, Gil. You ain't the real attraction here today. People can see your daughter. People can see your daughter. So I want you to introduce them again. Hold on 1 second.
Hello, Facebook.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
Hello,
okay, girls.
Hello.
There you go.
Hello,
all right.
Facebook.
All right, Gil, introduce the stars of our show, because no one really cares about us today. I guarantee you that.
This is my little star, Alexandra, and my big star, Danny. Say hello.
Hello.
We're already getting thumbs up, girls, so keep the love coming. So now, Gil, tell me the types of vision that you have for Eastern Dade County, Northeastern Dade County. It seems to me like you're really starting to corner the market on lifestyle. You've got the ocean. You've got the intercoastal, both sides of the intercoastal, actually. Look at you. Oh, well, man.
We really like Sunny Isles. We see the future there. You know, we see the natural continuation of what happened in Bell Harbor, what happened in Golden Beach, and then we have Aventura to the west. So it's a natural continuation that this neighborhood should be the real crown jewel of the three of them. And so we placed a large investment there. We still have 4 oceanfront sites to build towers on.
Wow.
That we will be doing in the future. And, you know, the great thing about where we are today, even for these two little kids over here, is we have enough land to keep on building for the next 20 years without buying anything else.
Listen, high five to you. Your team, Sebastian, the rest of the guys over there are just absolutely dreams to work with. And, you know, in fact, why don't you give a shout out to some of the folks people can call if they still want to try to sell some condos for you. We got a lot of listeners that are realtors. You saw just there.
Residence Buyer Monte Casa. You can call the sales office. I don't know it offhand.
That's okay.
Hold on. I'll get it for you.
I love this.
But Sebastian is our sales director. Sebastian Tettamonte, he's done a tremendous job, responsible for close to $3 billion in sales. He's great. I mean,
he's amazing.
All my people are great. I always have the best people work for me.
I haven't met one person other than you that's problematic at Desert Development.
Other than me. I'm the only guy who's allowed to cause problems.
That's okay. I think you've got people that know how to solve the problems.
That's
if people
right.
want a condo, who do they call? What do they call?
786-629-1660. Calls the Armani sales office.
We got people that are New York Jets fans, so you got to go a little slower. Give it again.
Uh-huh. 786-629-1660 for New Yorkers.
All right. Exactly. Now, girls, do you have another question you want to ask Poppy on the radio? Yes, ma'am.
What's your question?
What's your question, dear?
I know something that it's a game, but it's like bubblegum, but it's in Hebrew.
Fabulous.
Okay.
Fabulous. You mentioned all my favorite things. Hebrew, game, bubblegum.
Yes.
You're the best. You got another question you want to ask Poppy before I get another bite at the apple?
A big girl question.
Yeah. What do you think? Let me ask you this. What's your favorite thing about the Porsche Design Tower, not the video games? You like the pool?
Did you like the food in the restaurant?
Yeah, how about that?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Okay. That's because there's so many great things. You can't pick one, right?
You can't even pick one.
Did you like
the lobby? Did you like the lobby?
I like the lobby, but I like the video games.
I can't shake her off the video games.
I like the video games much more.
The truth is, it's not just the kids. We built the most amazing building, but everybody walks around talking about the car simulators and the video games and the amenities floor that we put together there.
Well, listen, though. So what are some other things you have that make the amenity floor special?
We have a movie theater. We have a spa, but a real spa with a hair salon, Vichy shower, treatment rooms.
Wow.
A real situation. We really created a hotel-type atmosphere in a condominium, and we got the proper management, hotel management in there, so you really feel like it's a club type atmosphere, not just living in a building.
You know, I know that you recently hired a young lady that I know, Ellie. She's a terrific girl, and she speaks many languages, including from the Middle East, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
So it sounds to me like you're still adding people to your team. If somebody is really a high quality person, would you consider talking to them?
Absolutely. Our real estate company is now 72 agents. You
know? I went and I met them. They're amazing. Amazing people.
We have some really, really, really sharp people in that real estate company. We have some people who are not so sharp also.
Well, they won't be in the company too long.
Right, but no, but they we have some people that just came on board and have been selling like crazy and really doing a great job for us.
Well, you know, I think that it probably makes sense because you've got a great thing that attracts leads, things that they can go out and sell, the top quality buildings where you still have inventory, but it provides them with a base of to be able to talk to. But it seemed to me like many of them focused on the local market and we're doing quite well.
Right. Well, our name in the local market carries a lot of weight, and so that's why we get great listings. I mean, we actually move the listings. We make sure we don't get listings that are too expensive. But this Sebastian runs that whole side of the business for me. I told him if I have to get involved in it for more than 10 minutes, I don't want to do it.
No, you're too funny. But it's great for him. I mean, and I want to thank him. He let me come there and I bought him some donuts. They were terrific. We had a great time. We sat for a couple hours. We talked about a bunch of deals. I'm looking forward to going back again. And also with Sebastian and I, we're getting involved, hopefully, with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. Hopefully, I can get them up there for the event that we're going to have. Neil's on the board with us.
That's great.
Neil and I will talk about that a little later. Sebastian, I continue to give you a high five. Why? Because you're phone is always available and quickly answered whenever I call, and I cannot thank you enough. In fact, that's the way it is with you and Dora too. Hey, high five to Dora for getting all this put together.
That's right.
Now, we only have a couple of minutes left, Gil. Is there some point that you'd like to make about either the projects or perhaps your young associates that you'd like to talk about?
I love my young associates. I'm happy they're here with us. I guess we're not touching on politics today.
No.
Right? That's probably a dangerous subject.
I'm happy to let you talk on politics, but then, you know, it's up to you. We all know who you're who you work with on a regular basis, the President of the United States. Are you going to be the Housing and Urban Development guy?
He gave that to Carson already. So,
okay, you know. Well, you know, you're going to have something good.
I said, just give me some sort of outpost in Zimbabwe or something.
King of condo. You should be the Director of Condo Development.
Director of Condo Development.
I think that's great.
Including car elevators, right?
There you go. Well, yeah, you know, I think that they need to increase the density at the White House. Maybe they could use a car elevator there that can handle a limousine.
Right.
You know, I was actually there who was president when I went there? It was Reagan when I went there.
Wow.
I went there with Reagan. One of the guys I worked with was with Stockman. He worked with Stockman. We went after hours. I actually got almost tackled by the Marines because I walked across the portico. I got about halfway across, and the guy looked at me and he said, "Go back here." I go, "Why?" He goes, "Well, haven't you seen this on TV?" I go, "I'm a college kid. I don't watch TV."
Right.
But, you know, tell me a little bit about that. Has that impacted you? Have you gotten some feedback from some of the folks in your real estate business about the president and your relationship?
I mean, really, the feedback is all over the map, you know? I mean, we're hearing great things, and obviously you see the people upset. They're upset. I don't exactly understand why. You know, this whole thing about, shutting down the visas or letting people in the country is a temporary measure. So, but people are getting upset about it. When you start looking at the research, all kinds of research comes up that Obama had shut down access to Iraq also for 6 months when things happened. So, I mean, apparently it happens often. I think Trump is getting a bad rap because of the press is just pushing it the wrong way. And so
let's go talk about something else. I don't want to end with talking about that. I have two hands up. I want them to get the last word.
Okay.
You're first.
Talk.
Go ahead. You want to ask a question for Poppy or me?
I want to ask a question.
What's your question, love?
I know why teenagers
college kids don't really watch TV.
Why is that, honey?
Because they have so much work that they can't even watch it.
That's right. Get ready for college.
That's right, honey. But make sure you study, get good grades, because your dad depends on you to be able to be with him and to know everything and to be a superstar, just like Mr. Trump's daughter. What's her name again? Ivanka? Is that it? Yeah, you got to be like Ivanka soon. Yes, dearie, we're going to finish with you. Go ahead, Alexa.
I know Daddy has to make buildings.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Why does Daddy have to make buildings?
So everyone can play and play games in the video games room.
That's right. That's why I make the buildings.
I got to tell you, Gil. I got to close with that. We had Gil Deser, his two beautiful associates with him today, his beautiful daughters. We talked about super luxe condos. We talked about Dade County real estate. We talked about what kids love to do in the Deser building. But I think that the most important thing that came through today is that the Deser family is built on love. We're going to be right back after this. We're going to have Neil Freeman on. We're going to talk about creative ways to solve your complex financing deals in commercial real estate. We'll talk about the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. But I don't know if I can beat the first half of this show. Wanda, take it away. Play us some music. Reach out, touch faith. Oh my gosh, sorry, I was giving hugs and kisses out to Gil and his kids. Absolutely the best guest, the best interview I've ever done. Oh my gosh, I love them. You know, Gil and I, we go way back. He's one of the nicest, most wonderful guys. He's always there when you need a favor, and he is terrific. And I want to thank Dora for setting all this up. But the people I really want to thank are our sponsors. You know, we're brought to you by Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Friends don't let friends run their content marketing. Expresso Content Cafe is a digital marketing agency specializing in brewing up very caffeinated email and social media marketing campaigns. We get your network of clients, prospects, and suspects hooked on your brand. We like to think of it as giving your marketing a double shot espresso. Take a look at our website and then give us a call so we can take your marketing to the next level. Go to www.expressocc.com or call Expresso at 305-507-7199. 305-507-7199.
Hi, this is Dan Summers, CEO of IHT Realty Crowdfunding out of Jacksonville, Florida. What's crowdfunding? Crowdfunding is the marriage of real estate and technology. It's like the odd couple. Old-fashioned real estate expertise together with technology, bringing you opportunities via social media. Look at LinkedIn, Facebook, look at the internet. Now we have opportunities for the first time in history to invest individually into the big boys club. Opportunities in fix and flips, opportunities in affordable housing, multifamily, retail, and so on are offered to you with as little as $5,000 down. Take a look at our website, www.ihtrealty.com, or call me directly, Dan Summers, 904 904- 501-7693, ihtrealty.com, 904-501-7693. Thank you.
Hey, everybody, what are you going to do if your loan request starts with, I have a special situation? You're going to call Jim Fried. That's me at 305-773-6300. Why? Well, if a traditional bank is going to say no, I'm going to find you somebody that's going to say yes in most cases. We work with private lenders. We work with the best people in town to help you solve that special situation. We know the banks that are lending. We know everybody that's in the business. So if you've got a special situation, give us a call at 305-773-6300. Bridge loans up to $10 million. We'll help you cash out on your purchases. We'll make loans to non-U.S. citizens. That's right. Maybe you're a realtor. You want to buy some more units. Maybe you own a lot of things all cash. Think it's time to pull out a little cash and buy some more investment units? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you're a realtor. You got Argentinians, Venezuelans, Russians, Colombians, Canadians. Hey, maybe you've got a client from America that maybe had a short sale. I can help all those people overcome their issues and close their loan. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
In Miami-Dade, we've got a broken down car on the Palmetto northbound at 122nd Street that has your center lane closed, causing heavy delays from 103rd Street. And if you're on the turnpike northbound near Atlantic Boulevard in Broward County, you're going to see a crash that's blocking your right lane. And on I-95 northbound before commercial, a crash has been moved to left shoulder, but you're still going to see some delays in the area. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. I'm Martha Lopez, and that's your South Florida traffic.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my good friend, Neil Freeman. Neil is a very good friend of the family. He's a good friend of the show, and he's a good friend of the University of Florida. So that means he's an all-around good guy. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Proud to be here.
All right. Now, Neil, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about what you do, who you are, because I don't give the good intro as good as the guest. You know, it's really not about me here. It's about you. So fill people in about your historic firm and your new firm, too.
Okay, great. Well, Jim, we have a few different businesses. I've been in the mortgage finance business, commercial mortgages, mostly $5 to $50 million, and we've been doing that for about 30 years. We just merged that firm, Ares Capital, that division with a company called Conlon Capital in Chicago, and we're looking to expand and grow nationwide and do at least $1 billion a year in volume.
Wow. Well, we could sure use some good new stuff here in South Florida. We'll have to talk about that at dinner sometime after you come back from that luxurious Caribbean time off that you typically get. Where do you go when you go on that vacation?
I have a house and some rental properties, very luxurious, in Anguilla, which is the British West Indies, the British Caribbean. It's a beautiful place. Beautiful water, the best beaches, the best restaurants, and the nicest people in the Caribbean.
So it seems to me like people better be listening for when you give the contact information. Do you rent that place out?
I do.
See, I knew that. I knew that. Then my goal is to be able to rent that place out for a month. I'm going to do it. You wait and see. We're going to close a bunch of business, and you'll say, Jim, it's cheap. Instead of a commission, I'm giving you this. I'm going to, well, how about 50-50? Now, Neil, I know that you guys do a lot of urban rehab, that you do a lot of creative financing, that you're one of the leaders nationwide in new market tax financing. What is that?
So, Jim, one of the things that one of our businesses is new market tax credit and historic tax credits. And what that is are two different programs. New market tax credits is to create jobs and economic activity in low-income areas in the United States to bring up those areas where people can have jobs and improve their lives. Now, that could be hotels, it could be community centers, it could be hospitals, but there's government subsidies which help make the deals work. On historic tax credits, that's preserving historic buildings at least 50 years old that have historic significance. And we've done some very exciting deals, both on the finance side, as well as I own interest in some of those buildings.
Sounds to me like you got to open up your place here in Miami, because we could use both of those kind of financings down here. Now, Neil, we kind of teased this about some new ideas and creative financing. But before we do that, I want to ask you some other questions about what's going on and what's going to go on. You know, everybody touted for many, many years that there'd be a big maturity crunch happening, that a lot of the loans that a lot of commercial real estate was secured with would come to the market, that they'd have a problem getting those refinanced, and guys and ladies in the business were salivating. Where is all that?
Well, Jim, it really hasn't been a disaster.
Thank God.
Great question. So the market has absorbed most of those loans. There was a bubble in the market in 2006 and 2007, $250 to $300 billion per year in financing. The last 3 years, the average has been just under $100 billion. And this year, the maturity isn't $250 billion. It's only about $100 billion. A lot of that has already been refinanced or reworked. And if it doesn't work under securitization, the CMBS market, there's a lot of private capital, hedge funds that we represent, bridge lenders, as well as banks, insurance companies, agency lending. So there's no shortage of capital. It has not been a big problem.
But is the capital kind of vanilla, or will it kind of get creative? Because I know that the entire world is seeking return. And with inflation starting to, I don't want to say bubble up, but certainly go positive in Europe, Asia, and the United States, you know, people forget that real estate is the natural hedge against inflation.
Real estate has been a good investment. And, you know, the yields on real estate are still 300 basis points or so over the Treasury yield. So a lot of funds, international funds, have been coming into the market.
Now, some of the lenders that you work with and represent, what are the types of properties that they're looking to invest in and or loan on? And let's just talk about South Florida in general. I don't want to get into anything specific project-wise, but what are you hearing about South Florida?
Well, South Florida in general has been a good market, a growth market. I think there's a little concern in part of the Miami markets on the condo side and hotel side, that people are building to build, and you know, with some of the questions on international travel, could be a little challenging over the next few years.
Well, they're developers. If they can get financing, they're going to build.
Builders will build, lenders will lend. You know, I had a client of mine who was a developer, and one day he said, real estate developers are like serial killers. Every night they come home and they take their wife's lipstick and they go to the mirror and they say, please stop me.
You know, I wake up every morning and I look in the mirror and I go, I'm finding a new deal today and I'm going to close it tomorrow. That's my little dream. And, you know, and I am supported by my beautiful wife who never lets me down.
As am I.
Yeah, she's, you know, that's, you know, let's talk about that for a minute, you know, because
great.
The real estate business is kind of tough, but, you know, you've really shown me a different side of a hardcore real estate investor. You've gotten involved with the University of Florida. You've taken a real active role. I want to thank you for that sponsorship.
My pleasure.
But the most important thing you did was you put your money where your mouth was and you took one of the students on board. Tell me a little bit about how the students from the University of Florida have impacted your business.
Students of the University of Florida have been great. There's a lot of great local people from Florida, and there's a lot of great international students who have come from places like India and China, and they're very energetic and enthusiastic. And as you get older, you need young people around to find out how they think and to keep you young. And,
what motivated you to get involved with the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies? Look at me, I'm pivoting to my really personal issue, but I love this. We've got the big, just to say, the UF has a big Change in Strategies conference. It's coming up at the end of February, the end of this month. So go to the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies website. You can get great information there. They'll help you out. You can call me at 305-773-6300. I'll help you out. But Neil, why did you get involved? Because you've been involved now for a couple of years and you've become really active. You've gone from zero to 60 on this.
Well, first of all, the Trends Conference you mentioned, Real Estate Trends Conference by the University of Florida, February 23rd and 24th in Orlando, is going to be a great event. I'll be there. You'll be there. Love to meet people.
500 people will be there. I make a lot of good contacts there. It's fabulous.
Yeah. You know, I went undergrad to the University of Florida. I got a great education. It was very affordable. I was an accounting major, but I took all the real estate courses. They didn't have a real estate center. And I've gone into real estate, and it's a time to give back, to go to the campus and give presentations to students and mentor students. As you mentioned, we hired a graduate last year, Brandon Purdick, who's doing great. It's a great organization.
Well, stick with us. We're going to come back. We've got another segment here with Neil. We're going to talk about some of the creative ideas he's heard at the conferences. And that he's. No, don't worry about that, Neil. Sorry. I can still hear out of the other room. That's all right. We love you, man. Listen, we'll be right back. We're going to have some great information that you'll be able to use tomorrow to help you make more money. So stick with us here on Freedom Business. Wanda, take it away. Rock me, babe. Oh, it's the record selection and the mirror's reflection. I'm a dancing with myself. Oh, when there's no one else inside. I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration. And I'm dancing with myself. Oh, oh, oh. Dancing with myself. Oh, oh. Dancing with myself. Oh, when there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove.
I
can't do the lip. Can I do the lip? I'm going to try to do the lip. Wanda, how am I going to do? Am I doing it all right?
Carefully.
Well, how's that? You like that?
That's probably good enough.
That's probably good enough. There you go. That's right. That's the
I'm
Billy.
I'm comfortable with that.
That's
lip.
Billy. Yeah, I don't want to do much more than that because I don't want to get
that lip over there.
There you go. That's right. And I want to say hey to the Desers. They're on the in the car going home. What a great segment with the Desers. It'll be up on the internet. Gil brought his daughters in, and I got to tell you, Gil's a softie. You could see it. That's right, Sebastian. Your boss is a softie. He brought in the girls. It was absolutely the best segment I've done in a long time. Well, Neil, you're getting there too. All right, everybody. Remember, we're sponsored by Warren Henry Automotive, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, and we're going to get Gil over to their Lamborghini store, too. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's dance!
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, I've been told I've got to go quickly about Spectrum, so make sure you call me at 305-773-6300 if you need cash for your home or your business. That's right, maybe you own all cash, maybe you got real low leverage, and maybe you see something you want to buy. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I'm here. I'm talking to folks on Facebook Live, and I got to tell you, Facebook Live is PG-rated today. So make sure you check out the Facebook Live feed. If you're not watching live, watch it later on today. Hey, we got our final segment. We're here with Neil Freeman. Neil is the big kahuna in loans and sales. He's the man. He's on the UF Center for Real Estate Studies board with me. But most importantly, he hired one of the students, my mentee, Brandon Purdick. And that's not why you're here, Neil. You're here because you're interesting. So tell me a little something about what you see out in the commercial real estate market that's a little unusual.
Well, the yields are, I think the most unusual thing is that foreign capital is coming to the States, buying real estate, even at a time when some of the rents have kind of stagnated. One of the big things that's in the news is that malls are failing, except for the most high-end malls. Macy's closing 100 stores.
I love that. To me, that's an opportunity.
So there's opportunities to reposition those. Get Gil in here to knock them down.
Oh, Gil's doing it. He's doing with the best one in town. He's doing the rehab on the best one in town. We financed
a couple of defunct malls into Hispanic shopping centers with Hispanic grocery stores and nightclubs. And they took an old warehouse. Or excuse me, an old like Dillard store, and turned it into a Mercado, which is basically
Shoot.
A flea market.
Get Purdick down here. Get that guy so in my car. I mean, we know how to do this. I'll drive up and down the street, and I'll make you money.
Yeah, so you got to be creative. But one of the things that we've been creative is taking old buildings and turning them into hotels and mixed use properties. We were involved with a property after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, which was basically destroyed. Very historic hotel, turned it into the Waldorf Astoria brand.
Wow.
Called the Roosevelt.
Beautiful.
Over 100 years old. People in the community love it. And, you know, that's it's great when you can bring something back that's kind of dead.
It sounds great. You know, we've only got a, Wanda, how much more time do I have? Like a couple more minutes? I have 3 more minutes. Okay. So what I want to do is, Neil, first, please tell everybody where they can come find you. Then they should meet us both at the UF Center for Real Estate Studies conference. But how do people find you and your team?
Well, you can find us at either ArriesCapital.com or ConlinCapital.com. My email is nfreeman@ArriesCapital.com. That's ArriesCapital. You can find my villas at...
That's the stuff in Anguilla. Did I say it right?
One's called Villa Alegria. The website is... AlegriaAnguilla.com, A-L-E-G-R-I-A, Anguilla.com. And the other is called Beach's Edge. That's 10 bedrooms, great for weddings, BeachesEdge.com.
Well, honey, I'm going to renew our vows after you get your kidney, and I think I just figured out where we're going
to
do it.
You should come down.
Oh, I'm coming down. Hey, I want
to
thank
you. Love to see you.
Oh, we love you. I got 3 minutes? Yeah.
One, two, three,
exactly. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite everybody to join Neil and I at the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. When is that again?
February 23rd and 24th at the Orlando Convention Center.
It's amazing. You go there, you see a lot of people. It's a great place to mix. There's a lot of meetings that are out there. This is academics. Nobody's buying a speech here. It's really a bunch of great people getting together, great networking, great team building. It's almost like a fraternity for real estate when you go top
leaders.
I
don't know if Mickey or Minnie is going to be there, but Goofy will definitely be there.
Of course, I'm sitting here talking to you on the radio right now. So listen, if you want to learn more, you go to the Center for Real Estate Studies, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies website. You'll see us there. If you're looking to get a job, it's a great place to go. All the young kids are there. If you're looking to hire somebody, it's a great place to meet them and interview them and see them in their natural state. Hey, remember, this is Freed on Business. This is Jim Freed. I want to thank our guest today. We had Neil Freeman on. He's the real estate finance guru that I go to. And then we have Gil Deser, and I got to say it, with the Deser girls, it was one of the best segments I've ever done. I love them. Gil, you better come back. Dora, you better make sure, and we'll have Sebastian come on too. That guy sold $3 billion worth of condos. I'm going to shake his hand. We also want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, and Howard Fabian. I want to thank the Miami Marlins, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, Spectrum Mortgage. I want to thank you, our listeners, because without you, I wouldn't have a show. I want to thank our friends at IHT, Lawrence Kids, Social Media 305, Espresso Marketing. And I want to remind us, this is our 8th year. Go out and do the Dolphin Cycle Challenge. Support them. And remember, if you missed today's show, it'll be up on the webpage, freedombusiness.com. See, I didn't say www. Well, I guess I just did. This is this is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6 p.m. Eastern. Why? Because I think by now you know I just love doing this. We're going to have a great show. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. Now get out there and make it happen, everybody. Rock on. Oh, yeah, Wanda, take it away.
Buckle up.
Yeah.
Ordering my liquor from an old fruit jar. Do anything that you wanna do. Honey, lay off of my shoe.
Someone must have stomped on his head with those blue suede shoes.
Professional traders make money in the stock market? Listen.
You need to understand where the institutional